Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from the iconic Herb's House here in Dallas, Texas. And Kent, we've got a great study because we're in the Bible. We're in the Word of God. And we're in James chapter 1, verse 4. The title of our devotion today is Becoming Mature. I could have called this Growing in Maturity, but I think you got the point that we all want to grow in Christ-likeness. And what this passage teaches is that we really grow more during times of adversity, during times of prosperity. And I don't like to hear that. None of us want to grow that way, but that's the way it works in the Christian life. And so in verse 4, Kent, it says, "And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Kent, the context from the immediately preceding verses is going through times of trials and difficulties and painful experiences in life, and we've all gone through those. You have, I have, everyone watching today has, Jesus did, the apostles did, and it's just a part of the Christian life. And he says here that it's through such times that we become perfect and complete, and that things that we are lacking in our spiritual life are actually developed and produced in us. And so let's just kind of walk through this. He says, let endurance, and the endurance here is building up our spiritual muscles as we have the heavy weight of a trial. We're actually becoming stronger in the Lord and becoming stronger in the faith because we're being weaned off of other people. We're being weaned off of other security points in our life, and it's putting us exclusively our trust in the Lord, which makes us stronger. And so he says, let endurance have its perfect result. And the word perfect here is not talking about spiritual perfection, that we'll ever become perfect in this life. It's referring to maturity, that going through trials produces spiritual growth. That's how we get to the next level of our development in the Lord. And he says, so that you may be, in these two words, perfect and complete, perfect and complete. And again, the word perfect here actually is the idea of fruit that's brought to ripeness, that, you know, wheat that is ready to be harvested. The idea is there's been a maturing process that takes place. It's no longer in an embryonic form. And that's what happens when we go through trials and we endure and persevere. We're being built up in our faith. And then he has the word complete. And the word complete here, Kent, means all the parts become whole. In other words, there's nothing lacking in our spiritual life. Nothing's missing. And so there's no undeveloped part of our spiritual life as a result of going through trials. And it's possible to be a part of a Bible study and everything's going just wonderful in your life, and you really are not praying as you should because everything's just fallen into place, or you're not witnessing as you should. And then the Lord brings this trial in your life, and suddenly these gaps in your spiritual life are being filled in because it drives you to your knees, and suddenly now my prayer life is back where it needs to be. And then you run into someone else who's going through a similar trial but doesn't know the Lord, and it gives you the opportunity to talk to them about how God has worked in your life and how God can work in their life if they will but trust the Lord. And so it pushes us out into the fields that are white unto harvest to talk about the Lord. It can also drive us into the Word of God more and really be clinging to portions of Scripture that we might not have been clinging to. Let's just say the Psalms, for example, or Joseph in the book of Genesis, for example. And so God provides and develops those areas where we've been lacking by sending us through a trial. And that whole process brings about maturity, spiritual maturity, which is Christ-likeness. So, Kent, what do you see in this, and what do we need to talk about?
I think we've talked about this because we talk about this a lot. Is my first thought is why does the Lord leave us with sin in our life? Why does the Lord leave us the battle of the world? Why do we have issues? You know, why couldn't it be that when God saves us that
it's clear sailing,
it's all good?
Yeah.
And we don't have to battle sin, or we don't have to battle the world, or we don't have to battle all these things, because it would just be so much easier. But that's, I think you're answering the question here, is what James is saying. Is that right?
Yeah, we would remain spiritual babes. We would be undeveloped. We would be immature. We would be like a child in a candy store. Where we become self-indulgent and we have everything that we want and all of our needs are met and everything's easy and I don't have to pray. I don't have to trust God. And so God in his wisdom has allowed all these other forces to be brought to bear upon our life to get us to the next level of spiritual growth. And it can be a painful process. It has been for me. But when you look back on it, you can actually say it was one of the greatest things to happen in my life.
Is there a similarity with the Israelites in the Old Testament when the Lord so often said, okay, you're to go into battle, I'm giving you the victory, but you still have to go through the battle? And you read that and you go, wait, he said he's given you the victory, but you have to go.
But you're going to have to fight for
it. You have to go fight for it.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
But is that similar?
Yeah, see, that's exactly. Yeah. And you're quoting from Joshua and some of the other early books in the Old Testament. And it's so true. God gives us the victory, but we're going to have to fight every step of the way for it, because it puts us in partnership with the Lord, and it drives us to complete reliance and dependence upon the Lord, because we could never win these battles except the Lord was with us.
So if someone's listening today and they have an issue with, say, anything, maybe it's the child, maybe it's a relationship in their family.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something they're battling internally.
Yeah.
This needs to be encouragement for them, shouldn't it? What's the coach said? It either makes you better or makes you bitter.
Yeah.
I mean, is that
mad, sad, or glad?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's so true, Kent. This is a great encouragement to know that even our trials are not random. And what God is doing in our life when we go through seasons of difficulty, nothing's out of control. It may seem that we're in a free fall, but in reality, God has his hand on the situation and on us. And as the potter shapes the clay, so God is using it to shape us into the image of Christ. And that can hurt at times, because things have to be removed from the clay to reshape it now and remold it, and things then implanted in us that were not there, so that we're lacking in nothing. That whole process can be quite stretching, as well as we feel the weight of God's hand upon us, but it's for good. So, final comment, Kent?
Well, I just think of, this just popped in my mind. We were going through Genesis, and Jacob, you know, he clings to the Lord. It's almost like whatever we're going through, it's like the Lord is saying, come rush to me, come back to me, and cling to me. Do you remember that? Use that word.
Oh, absolutely, I remember it. And I remember Jacob wrestling with the angel of the Lord through the night until God, the angel of the Lord is God, is pre-incarnate Christ, actually cripples Jacob and just touches the socket, and the fight's over. But Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And that really needs to be the death grip that we have on the Lord.
Yeah.
And our trials force us to be aggressive, to lay hold of the Lord, almost like as we're in this storm, yeah. We've got to have an anchor to hang on to. And God is that anchor. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going through a trial right now, this message, really, this devotion has your name written on it. And it's a mercy of God for us to be talking about this today. And I pray that you will give careful thought to James 1, verse 4 that we've been talking about here. This is how God is growing us up into greater spiritual maturity. God bless you. Every blessing to you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.